Everyone, welcome to the Unmissed Podcast, your ultimate guide to mastering digital strategy and marketing innovation. At Unmissed, we're all about providing actionable tools and technology that help you optimize your SEO, boost content performance, and stay ahead of the digital curve. Each episode, we sit down with industry leaders in the digital marketing and SEO realm to uncover the tools, trends, and techniques shaping the online world. Unmissed offers a plethora of advanced SEO tools to help streamline work, such as detecting AI content, link building, keyword optimization, and so much more. Head to unmissed.com to check those out. I'm Chelsea Alves, and I'll be hosting today's discussion. I'm super excited to have the opportunity to speak with Rob today. Rob is the founder of Spoken Life Media, LLC, host of Podcast Tips with Rob Greenlee, live streamed every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rob Greenlee channels, and host of Spoken Life Show and co-founder advisor of PodcastEasy.com. Rob, thank you again for joining us today. Can you give our audience just a little bit of your professional background before we go ahead and dive deeper into the questions I have for you?
Yeah, I guess since we're going to be talking about podcasting, really my background is all about creating audio. I started on the radio many years ago. It's been 20 years now for me in the podcasting side, and I've worked for a lot of different software companies over the years, like Microsoft, Xbox. Yeah, I worked on the early Zune platform, which was a competitor to the iPod, and kind of ran that for Microsoft for about 7 years. And then I moved on and worked for Podcast One, which is a large podcast kind of network platform, and helped build that in the early days of the podcasting meeting back in 2014. And then I've worked for a bunch of podcast hosting platforms, the top probably three or four of the top ones in the world. So I have had a lot of experience as a content creator, have worked in a lot of different jobs and roles over my span of my career. Actually, I started in the grocery business, and I actually owned a restaurant very early in my career as well. So I've done a lot of different things over the years, but really over the last 20 years has really been about online content, online media, content marketing really is kind of takes it all and puts it into a bucket is really that the online opportunity really has something that's really been a boost to my career and my activities that I've been doing for many years now.
Yeah, that's super interesting, starting in the grocery and restaurant industry and then kind of, you know, shifting to, you know, digital. As you've said, you've obviously had a very remarkable career spanning, you know, decades in podcasting and digital media. How did you first become interested in podcasting and kind of what drew you to pursue it so passionately?
Well, back when I started, it really wasn't about podcasting. It was really about just creating content on the radio. So I just walked into a radio station up in the Seattle market and started doing a show about the growth and development of the World Wide Web and the internet. So that was the topic of the show. It was called Web Talk Radio, and it was on the XM satellite network. It was on about 15 broadcast stations, and just did it live in a radio station is where I started. And then I eventually took that home and built my own studio in my spare bedroom. And that's what kind of took me down this path. And so that was like 2002 kind of timeframe that I took it home and started to make it. I was still on the radio, but I was pre-producing everything for the radio side of things. And it was just something that was brewing, you know, and then podcasting and some precursor platforms were starting to grow and develop. But I was really doing it to help build a kind of a side business that I had at the time, which is helping small businesses get into the search engines and the directories at the time to take advantage of the online kind of marketing discovery. It was SEO back then. And so that's the reason I did it, was to reach more small businesses in that local community over the radio. Because back then it was all about, you know, radio and television were the big thing back then. It really wasn't about online media. It was an emerging thing. And I mean, back then bandwidth was, you know, it was very tight. There wasn't a lot of it. And it was a lot of, you know, the whole dial-up modems and things like that. So people were sipping on bandwidth, not drowning in it like we are now.
Right. Yeah, no, it's definitely evolved.
Yeah.
since 2002 to now almost 2025, thinking forward for people who are interested in getting into podcasting or they're already, you know, well into podcasting, what do you foresee being the most significant challenges or opportunities for podcast creators and platforms in 2025?
Yeah, I think it's evolving, and it's been evolving every year for the 20 plus years that I've been involved in the medium. It's not a rocket ship medium. It's actually something that evolves over time, and it's really kind of paralleled what's happened to radio. The radio side is declining in its overall listenership. At the same time, podcasting is growing its overall listenership. So you can see what's happening. There's a trade-off that's happening where people are getting audio content. They're increasingly getting it via the digital channels or podcasting, more specifically. And it's a generational shift too. So things are moving increasingly that direction. There's a lot of talk in the industry right now that, you know, podcasting and online media has really taken the mantle away from legacy mainstream media channels is where increasing numbers of people are spending their time. And it makes a lot of sense. I mean, all of us have gone digital, and mm-hmm. the whole analog channels are kind of fading into the background. That's not to say that they're going away. It's more to say that the shift in priority that people have with their lives about consuming content is, you know, it's reached a crossing point where it's the dominant method that people gather news and information about the world. And that's through their smartphone or through their computers or their laptops or their tablets. And that's been building for many, many years. And podcasting has rode right along that path. And we've now really, I think podcasting has really grown up. It's really after 20 years, you would think we would have gotten our stuff together, right? And it's definitely grown internationally. I think you look at across the globe, podcasting is continuing to grow in many markets around the world. In the U.S., it's fairly mature, but there's still a lot of audience room to grow larger. And we keep growing like maybe 3 or 4% every year. So my calculation is we'll get there eventually. It just takes some time. Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a growing medium. And, you know, just from my own experience, it's something I tend to gravitate towards rather than, you know, listening to traditional radio. I even find myself in the car turning on podcasts rather than listening to the radio.
Yeah, it's the whole, you know, it's the convenience side of it too. Mm-hmm. You know, our radio has been, you know, you turn it on, and it's whatever's on.
Yeah.
But now you're in charge. And so as we look to 2025, it's, you know, growing and becoming more and more mature. And a lot of those content creators that were in mainstream media or legacy media are shifting over to creating their own networks, their own channels on this digital side. And that's causing a lot of changes in the industry too, around the growth and the desire for more video. So that's a lot of the tension in the medium right now is it really appears that the video side of things is where the hot kind of activity is right now. What people are really thinking about a lot is, well, okay, I've been doing audio all these years. That's going great. But, you know, the younger generation wants to watch more videos on TikTok and all these digital channels and YouTube and those places. And so as content creators, we need to be thinking much more broadly now. And that's where the discussion is shifting more towards not so much about being a podcast, but being a creator or a content creator. And that encapsulates the concept of podcasting inside of it. But it also opens it up, and it also adds a lot of complexity to a content creator's life to be able to manage all these platforms and to do it effectively, especially as these big platforms, they're proprietary platforms that, you know, they own their ecosystem and they want everybody to be uploading directly to them. And because the whole concept of podcasting is based on RSS, which is an open distribution. You publish once and it goes everywhere. Well, that doesn't play into the needs or the desires of a large proprietary platform. And so we're seeing kind of a push towards, you know, Spotify is a good example of this, and they want to push people to publish directly to them and not so much publish into a podcast RSS feed that goes to Apple and goes to YouTube and goes to all their competitors. So that's kind of a, if you want to kind of encapsulate what's happening as we move into 2025, those are the tensions, but there's a lot of opportunity out there too. It's not like we're done growing.
Right. Yeah. So speaking of, you know, the opportunities and, you know, obviously, podcasting is getting more crowded than ever as more people realize the potential of this medium. How mm-hmm. can new podcasters differentiate themselves and really build a loyal audience when it is so competitive right now?
Yeah, I think it's really has really boiled down to content at this point. I mean, I think having an understanding of the format that will appeal to the potential audience that any kind of a program has is really kind of front and center now. And I think it makes a lot of sense, you know, and then prioritizing platforms that tend to lend to that audience profile, right? So as people thinking about, you know, it's the why, I think we've solved the how. It's the why now takes center stage. Why are we creating content? What are the reasons for that? What are the goals for that? What are we trying to accomplish in our professional careers or our businesses? You know, and also, and how that benefits the brands. But, you know, it's really getting clear on what you're trying to accomplish, because you can't practically, unless you have a big team, do everything and be everywhere. Even though we'd all like to be, the complexity of digital distribution now is difficult for one person to manage, and to do it effectively and do it consistently. I think we just, you know, we'd burn out and go curl up in the corner if we tried to live trying to publish to all these platforms and to be everywhere and do everything that has to be done to be successful now. So increasingly we're seeing people get teams and people are kind of group going after this and attacking this. But it is probably, as we look to the future, it is very important for any business, any person, you know, personal brand, to be in as many of these platforms as they can, creating regular content. Now, granted, if everybody does that, the level of content goes way up and it becomes even more competitive. So then it's about, you know, like I said earlier, it's really about standing out with your content, creating quality audio, quality video, and making sure that experience that they're creating for their audience. And I think we're also moving into another phase now of increased interest in having more of a discussion with the audience, it's like an interactive experience is increasingly what we're moving to. And also, I think we've seen a lot of efforts around live, which has its own unique challenges. I've been doing a lot with live myself, trying to play around with that format, doing solos, doing interviews, doing all sorts of different formats to see what works. But then there's also, you know, then there's shorts.
Yeah.
And which is a whole nother kind of medium, really. But increasingly, that's being folded into what the needs are of podcasters to do, to tap into what these platforms are doing. And it creates a lot of work. And now we're seeing these platforms that are taking clips from long form content to create the short form content. Mm-hmm. And so we're seeing, you know, people are trying to solve this problem of the workload that exists and being able to be a successful creator now. But the opportunity is huge. I mean, as we're seeing, there are content creators that are extremely highly successful out there. Yeah. They're reaching millions of people and having a significant impact far beyond what anything that the legacy media has had. It's really a remarkable time on that side.
Is there one particular format that you've tested and experienced that is driving more traction over others?
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's the eternal question, right? What is the
secret recipe,
the best platform to be on at any given time? And I would say the hot platform right now has to be YouTube. I mean, I can't, you know, there's a lot of research that's coming out saying that YouTube's now the number one platform that consumers of content look to find find their new podcast. And that has really rattled the podcasting industry itself around, you know, rationalizing in their mind the new reality that that YouTube is now a podcasting platform, when it spent most of its 20 years thinking that YouTube was something completely different. And so it's now, and then now Spotify wants to be more like YouTube. And so they're moving down that path. And that is one of those platforms, like I mentioned earlier, that they want you to upload directly to them. Now, granted, there are RSS pathways into YouTube, but it's all about video, right? Even the RSS pathways for audio into YouTube wind up turning into videos. So it's one of those things that that's the big kind of, it's the number two search engine in the world. Yeah. And that's where people go to find content. And it makes, I think it makes perfect sense to me that people are thinking about YouTube increasingly about how to integrate that into their content strategy, because it's just such an important platform.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, YouTube, if I'm not mistaken, is owned by Google.
It is. Yeah.
Most people turn to Google to, you know, search for, you know, their topic of interest. So if you want to build your audience, build your credibility and your authority and boost your SEO, you kind of have to be on YouTube, it seems like, as a podcaster to, you know, build that audience and, you know, really gain traction, it seems like.
Yep. Yeah. Yet there's a lot of people in the podcast space that still want to be dedicated audio only. And some formats lend that better. So it's okay to be an audio only creator. I think now, especially in certain genres, and also, you know, what's your commitment, what's your investment ability, what's your time? I mean, if you're trying to create very high quality audio in a podcast series or in a true crime process, it may be too expensive to take that format and transfer it over as a video format, or it just may be too much time to be able to produce something at equal quality to what you're doing with the audio. And it gets back at the end of the day, what's the ROI on that for people investing in trying to produce a true crime story series that is a lot less expensive to produce as an audio production, but maybe like double the cost or more to produce as a video experience. So it's, you know, that's the tension in the space that we're seeing right now. And I think as a content creator, you just have to decide, you know, what's the best medium and the best pathway for you with the type of content that you're making.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. You know, sticking in line and thinking of, you know, emerging like technologies and platforms and tools. One technology that really stands at the forefront for me is AI. I feel like it's infiltrated every single industry, and it's a very hot topic right now. So we haven't really touched on this. How do you envision AI shaping the podcast landscape, or is it already shaping it? Yeah. To be honest, I'm not sure. So.
I mean, as you think about what AI really effectively does right now, is it creates content, and that fits right into what podcasters want to do. They want to, you know, kind of synthesize content. They want to come up with ideas. They want to edit content. They want to, you know, an AI is being built to create content as well as summarize and edit content. So it's actually working at both ends of the ecosystem of content creation right now. It's the middle part, which is the actual production side, that it's still not kind of like fully built out. So both ends, the post-production editing and processing and things like that, AI is starting to really kind of plow a pathway. And in the pre-production side, it can be a great assistance. It's the what's in the middle, right? It's what's typically done by humans is the part that we still haven't really seen fully built out. And there's a lot of consternation about that. I mean, do we want AI to create all of our content? And I think, at least in my mind, is that I think that that's like, the sand is falling through the hourglass on this. It's just a matter of time before AI will be able to create content better than humans. And there are glimpses of it that I've seen over the last, year or two, where there's platforms now that will create, full motion video. They'll create, avatar humans that talk and look like they're real people. In all sorts of environments and backgrounds. So you can kind of see where this is going. And then cloning audio is another, taking like my voice or your voice and putting it into these platforms and be able to give it text and have it output, each one of us saying something that sounds pretty close to us, and it really, it's about how much training data that has, but I would think at some point, those will sound exactly like us. Now, will it have the same thoughts we have? No, but it's if you give it what you want it to say, but at some point it's gonna make up its own mind. And how close is it gonna replicate humans is the question that I don't know that we all have the answer to yet. But that's how I look at it right now, is that AI is solving a lot of the content creators' needs right now. But there's a big but on this, and that is I find it when I use it that I still want to get in and human edit what it creates. So it's like a boost in the process, or it comes up with new ideas, or it helps us do things more quickly. I don't know that it 100% does things better. It may do better with grammar or spelling or, getting those things right. But the actual content I find, I get in there and have to hand edit everything to make it in my voice and to make it more consistent to who I am. It's still not quite good enough for that.
I think that's such a good point that you bring up, though, is not relying solely on AI to, draft your scripts or come up with the questions you're going to ask people. There needs to be like a touch of human element to it. And so that it sounds authentic and true to you and your voice. Because I think, the issue with AI is if everyone's using AI around the same topics, it's all going to start sounding the same and you're not going to be able to, really maintain your brand voice.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if it starts to make content that's different than how you would actually do it yourself, then that's kind of maybe you're misrepresenting you as a person until we get to a point where, that AI is kind of in your head and knows how you think. And that may or may not happen in the future, but I don't know. I'm starting to worry that it is going to have access to all sorts of sources of information about us and analyze the content that we make and learn, how we think and what we think and what our choices are. But I know, even sitting in front of you doing this episode, I don't know the AI could predict what's going to come out of my mouth.
Right. Yeah, no. So thinking of, it's a fast changing industry. How do you stay inspired and continue to innovate amid all of that evolution and the fast paced nature of podcasting?
I don't know. I guess it's the same thing that I've always done. It's just kind of look at the market, monitor what's going on, and just keep plugging away, each day and keep learning. I think the key to having energy in any particular endeavor that you want to take on is that you have to have a genuine interest in it, first of all. And it also has to be seen by yourself as, it's something that you enjoy, and it's something that maybe aligns with your desire to have an impact on others, a positive impact, hopefully. And that's what keeps me energized. You know, my whole career has been around really helping other people, other content creators. And that's what keeps me energized, is that, you know, content creators typically are amazing people. They're great communicators. They have, you know, ideas that they want to share with the world. And I've always wanted to be a facilitator of that, because I come across so many extremely talented people, far more talented than I am. And it's always a, you know, a pleasure to help them, you know, get that personality out there, because it can be a very helpful thing for other people.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like, you know, so many people are enjoying podcast consumption and audio forms of entertainment. So I feel like that in itself is almost self-motivating, just knowing you're helping others and providing value for them.
Yeah, right. As best you can. I mean, I can only do so much. I can share ideas and pontificate and kind of look into, you know, the future a little bit based on my many years of being in this medium, to look at it more from not so much about future predictions, but looking at the evolution of it, right, and the progression of it, and what the next logical kind of processes are coming from what's happened in the past.
So for those, you know, considering a career in podcasting or digital media and just getting started, what skills or qualities do you think are essential for long-term success?
Well, increasingly, I'm thinking that people are baked pretty well with who they are, how they like to think, and how they like to communicate. Trying to change people is an evolutionary thing. You know, I can only point to myself from my own experiences that this has been a 20-year journey for me, going from not doing anything around getting in front of people and being on stage or being in the media or whatever over 20 years. It's taken me that long to really be comfortable in doing this. And there are other people out there that just have innate natural abilities to communicate. It's part of the reason why I think women are taking over the world. and that's exactly what's happening in the podcasting medium too. If you look at a lot of very, very popular hosts out there are women, and women do a terrific job of communication. And that's what this medium is really all about. And at the end of the day, that's where I think the skills are, is your ability, increasingly, what's your camera presence? What's your quality of your equipment to some degree? What's the audio experience? What's the visual video experience? Those are all really, really key now. So you have to really think about being a quality creator. And at the same time, quality also gets back to the need for post-production and pre-production. Because if you're very, very talented and you're very thoughtful and you're very knowledgeable about whatever you're doing in content, it can streamline that process. And I know that there's been a lot of pressure in the mainstream media for many years. And that's one of the criteria that they looked for talent would be, you know, the fact of, you know, do you have talent? Yeah. You know, do you make this look easy? And I think that is something that's kind of sometimes hard to teach. It comes from just doing and repetition and getting yourself in a lot of different situations where you have to be able to think on your feet. You know, I think doing an interview like this is a little bit like that, right?
So yeah,
over. Sure. Over 20 years of doing this, I've done hundreds of interviews. I've been on television, radio, all this stuff for years. And you just build up a certain amount of confidence. And so my recommendation is to, if you have a burning desire to get involved in being a content creator, then just get out there and start doing it. You know, and you're going to find success based on your development and what your skills are, what your knowledge is. And so all those things have to be worked on, right? And you have to put in the time to actually learn those things. There may be a, you know, an upper limit to what you're able to reach. You know, that's why we have a different strata of success out there, is that yep. different people have different abilities. And, you know, I was a basketball player for many years, myself, a highly competitive basketball player. And I always had the back of mind this realism that there's always somebody better out there.
Yeah.
And you can't beat yourself up because there's someone better out there. You can't say, well, I'm not as good as him, so why try? What you have to do is you have to be the best you. And that's, and then work on those things that you have weaknesses in and get better at those. And then over time, you'll more than likely reach your goals.
Yeah, I think all of that is such excellent advice and such a great way to kind of wrap up this discussion.
Yeah.
So Rob, it's been amazing talking to you today. I honestly think you covered such, you know, gave such great advice, and we covered a lot of ground. I'm sure our audience will be interested in you know, learning more from you. Can you share how they could get a hold of you if they have any follow-up questions or, you know, want to consume yeah. some of your podcast content?
Yeah, I'm really easy to find. Just search Rob Greenlee in any of the, you know, whether it's AI or Google or any of them, and you'll find lots of stuff on me. But I've got a YouTube channel that I have like four or five different shows that I do in there. And then I have my own personal website too, robgreenlee.com. And I do a bunch of podcasts about podcasting. So I do one called the New Media Show, which has been going on for about 13 years now. And it's a program talking about the podcast industry. So it's just another example of, you know, longevity and doing this for a very long time and trying to be a resource. And I also do another show called Podcast Tips that is also available out there. It's a more kind of more specific giving advice around how to do podcasts. And then I've got a bunch of other stuff that I do that I don't need to mention, but I have an account on X as well at Rob Greenlee, and I'm on LinkedIn and Facebook and all the platforms too under my name. So you can find
awesome.
Me.
Thanks. A man of many talents.
Oh, thank you.
Well, so great to talk to you today, Rob, and everyone go check out Rob on X and his on YouTube, and yeah, tune in for more content from him because he clearly is a wealth of knowledge.
All right. Well, thank you, Chelsea.
Thanks. Have a great day.